the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
It's always fun to go digging into these relationship
terms,
theories and terms and that no one actually uses other than relationship coaches and buzzwords.
Yeah.
In an hour, we'll play Dumber Than the Show Trivia. You have a chance to win $1,700. That's coming up. But this is from Luann Ward. She is a relationship coach. And there's going to be a rise in something during the next 6 months of 2020.
Oh, you don't say.
There is, according to her, and that is bubble trapping.
Bubble trapping.
Bubble trapping.
Yep.
Sounds kind of fun.
I suppose. She has five terms that you need to know about so you can be aware. Now, this somewhat caters to the people that are dating or looking for relationships at this point, but you never know how life will change. Life comes at you fast, they say.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a victim of one of these relationships. So her first one is icing.
Well, I know what that is.
What is it, Joe?
It's when you make someone look like a toaster strudel. No?
No.
I love toaster strudels.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I think that's called frosting.
I like looking at them. Mm-hmm. I like making them.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I'll taste them.
Yeah.
Stick your finger in.
Yep.
She says, this means delaying any commitment and making up a reason to defer the progress of the relationship.
Yeah, of course.
That is not a new thing.
Icing a situation saying you're icing something. I mean, that's not new.
No, she said it's coming up.
Yeah.
That's the future.
Oh, it's the,
this
yeah,
is happening
oh, it's,
because
it's new,
of the
it's
pandemic.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't call that commitment issues anymore. We call that icing.
Yeah, when someone is icing you and you're accepting it, they know they can just put you on ice and keep you stored for later when they're hungry.
What a trendy way to put it.
You need to watch out for this particular personality type in the dating world. Ladies, that's why you need to demand a ring, even if you've only been dating your roommate for a little while and you're still not sure what to do with Connor or Cooper or whatever the other one is that you're holding, you know, bird in hand, bird in the bush kind of thing.
Or third wheel cabbage over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him Cabbage now.
But when does Cabbage get to go camping and meet all your friends?
He's met some of my friends before.
I said all your friends. And
all of them.
Yeah, that's why are you ashamed of your roommate?
I know the answer, but you say it.
Connor is just this little curly-haired dude who lives with me who likes talking about the way cities are planned out, which is fascinating.
Wow, I would keep him in the dark, too. Holy crap.
I love him so much. I'm totally kidding.
Rachel has two male roommates, and she started dating one of them after they moved in. And this guy, Cooper, is the third wheel.
Yep. All the time, constantly third wheeling.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about it.
You don't feel bad about
it? No,
He should feel bad about himself.
Because we're all friends, and it's fine, and it's my life.
He should probably move out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, it's time for him
to
leave the nest.
I should write him an eviction notice.
Could you guys pay the rent without him?
I think so, maybe. It's not something I've really thought about, though, because it's nice having three people to pay the rent.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever, while you're doing adult things, ever pause briefly and hear him weeping through the drywall?
You know, almost every time.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Like, oh man, couch is all damp again, and it's just tears.
We don't even hear him. It's okay.
Okay, good. He's a good soft crier.
He doesn't disturb us.
He's wallpaper. That's it.
Number two is simmering. Simmering. That's when you suddenly reduce the amount of time you spend with somebody, including dates with that person and communication in general.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look out.
Dating expert Luann says.
It sounds a bit like icing, you know? I mean,
it does sound
where
a lot like
where you're not really letting go of somebody. You're letting it simmer.
You're sitting in it.
It's just there.
This new world sounds scary.
Wow.
It doesn't sound like the old way that people did things where you were just like open and honest and then you would just like, that's how it would work.
Yeah.
Yep. No, a simmerer is someone who will likely call you last second and say things like, hey, sorry, can't make it tonight. I'll explain when I see you. Give you a call next week and take a rain check. That's a clear warning. You're with a simmerer, is what it says.
Okay. Yeah.
Number three, depositing. Now, this is one of the most toxic trends out there.
It's climbing the charts.
But now, climbing the charts up to number four. It's depositing.
The hottest trends on the market.
Kelly, what is depositing?
Where are you, Jay and Jet?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think so.
It makes sense to me.
Hollings, what is depositing?
I like that answer because it's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's when you Jay and Jet.
You're going with Kelly's answer, Joe. Yeah.
Jay and Jet.
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite gas station, yeah. Come and Go.
Yeah, In and Out, Pump and Munch.
Also
yeah,
my whatever. Favorite yeah. radio team.
This is when someone is making small deposits and spending lots of time with you without investing any further in the relationship.
Sounds like another way to say icing.
It does.
A little bit.
Or simmering.
This all sounds very
They're all
similar.
In the same ballpark.
When they yeah. are with you, Luann says, they give you their time and attention, but someone who is depositing is half in and half out. You might have a great night together, nice dinner, some sex, but instead of staying the night, they leave. It's yeah. just a hookup.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. People are going to be doing hookup soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to believe this
is
mid-40-ish.
Weird.
Yeah. Kevin Arnold's mom on Wonder Years looking life coach is not giving us more detailed information. Number four, bubble trapping. We heard this was going to be on the rise.
Okay, yeah.
That's one of the most relevant dating types during the coronavirus pandemic. It refers to someone who enters into a COVID-19 lockdown bubble with someone else trapping you into a fast-tracking relationship.
Mm.
Now, this might have been more relevant a year ago, considering this article came out 4 days ago.
We'll get there again.
All right. So, yeah, you were specifically in their bubble.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can't leave their bubble. I mean,
no, I mean
it would be impossible to not have sex for one
yeah.
second.
I mean, you still got to knock boots, but you can't go outside your bubble. Otherwise, you could get the COVID.
She says, watch out for bubble trapping. Even worse, it can mask the warning signs of a love bomber. And
a love bomber.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a
target acquired.
That's like a song by Ted Nugent.
Yes, I could not think of his name.
His big follow-up to Love Gun and Love Grenade.
Both real songs. Yeah.
Love Gun is from Kiss, though.
Yeah, but he wishes he'd have thought of
he
it.
He wishes he would have, yeah.
Love bomb. Love and death will never stop. Being popular.
I'm a scud stud. Love bomb. Dating profile doxing. Dating profile doxing is sharing someone's personal information on your dating profile, including your messages on social media. It is done in an attempt to shame, belittle, or demean you.
Well, that doesn't sound pleasant at all.
No, it sounds like cyberbullying, which isn't a thing unless you're a grade schooler, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you found out, right?
Sure did.
So
there's
that was
laws, but they're mostly written for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, that's all that is.
Mm-hmm. Dan in Asheville writes, you guys have broken me. As soon as Freebear said the word depositing, my mind immediately played the sound drop that you guys played about 3 seconds later. Do
Money
better
shot.
Next time.
You do better.
Yeah. You get a machine.
Yeah.
That is off the Straight Talk hotline. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, we've learned a lot about relationships.
I feel like I'm pretty well-versed now.
We learned. I mean, I really wonder, like, if Luann, who obviously, like you said, is old, and you see a picture of her, I don't, but just by the name.
She's bland.
Yeah.
Seriously, she looks a lot like the mom on The Wonder Years.
Like, I really think
bland Luann.
I wonder if her mind was blown when she, like, I mean, usually that's what happens when you start, when you're reading something where you're like, oh my God, I need to write a blog. Actually, that never happens to me, but, you know, you would think if you're writing about something as a journalist, you're digging deep and you're shocked.
Yeah.
I really do think that she heard these things and she was like, the world.
Yeah. Right?
I can't believe it. I got to share this.
Mm-hmm.
Like icing.
And then she wrote a fine review of the town's only Olive Garden.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.